Computer Cable.
Hey, it's Sue.
This is she.
Hey, Sue, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Okay.
Hey, good. Actually, wanted to follow up with you. Looks like we had sent you a finance offer about 2 weeks ago based on some financing you did through Green Bank. We had you pre-approved for some equipment finance and some working capital. I just wanted to touch base, see what sort of plans you had coming up that we might be able to help you out with.
Nothing right at the present.
Nothing going on right now? Okay.
No.
Do you have a, you know, a typical time of year that you look to add equipment on?
Generally not till the third quarter.
Third quarter? Okay. All right. Yeah, we had you pre-approved for both the equipment and the capital, so I can always circle back, you know, closer to the third quarter for the equipment. As far as capital goes, you know...
I'm fine right now. I don't have an issue.
Oh, okay.
I know that I need any help with that.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, how is business going for you?
And it's been real good. It's kind of slowed down, which is pretty typical around tax time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Probably most people don't want anything going on when they're trying to get all the books and counting done for the thing in April. So,
sure.
But then it picks back up. So we're seeing some new quotes and things like that going on. So,
okay. What's the typical type of job that you do?
We install computer and telephone cabling in commercial buildings.
Oh, okay. In commercial buildings.
All right.
Now,
commercial.
So, do you have to kind of, front the cost for materials before you do the job and then get paid afterwards?
Depending on the size of the job, if it's a large job, then what we do is it's built into the contract that when we drop the materials on site, they pay for them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
makes sense.
Then the other comes up in as it's built, there's a timeline and a draw.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I just asked just because a lot of the times with the working capital, that's, you know, a popular use when you have to front some costs for the jobs before you get paid. A lot of the times we can, you know, set up a shorter term loan with, you know, smaller interest amount because of the short term. Okay. Does that ever come up for you guys, or do you typically have it covered with each job in the contract?
We usually have it covered.
Oh, okay.
In the contract. So we build the contract, the payment schedule around that word that it's comfortable to do. So, plus you don't want to get, you know, out. You got a contract that's going 2 or 3 months, then you don't want to be out, you know, 120 days or so before you're billing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, Sue, what I can do is, you know, I'll make a note of it over here. Sounds like we'd probably be more of a fit for you along the lines of equipment. And what I'll do is I'll just circle back with you. I'll check in, you know, maybe once or twice before we get to the third quarter.
Okay.
But, you know, when that time comes, we'd love to throw our hat in the ring, you know, see if we can get you some better rates on it.
Okay. I appreciate the help. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, Sue, do you have an email address I could just send you some of our information to? So if something does come up, you're able to reach out?
Just send it to info@supertech.net.
Supertech.net?
SUPATECH.net.
Oh, okay, .net. Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead. I'll just shoot you my contact information. So if something does come up, you can reach out. And I'll give you a call, you know, let's see, what are we in April? Maybe the end of May, just to touch base.
Okay. All right.
Thanks a lot, Sue. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.